Hello, welcome to another episode of the Kenyan Wall Street Podcast. My name is Ali Mwakaneno and I will be your host for the show. So with me, I have Edith Bredoff, who is the Trade Counselor of Austria, Kenya. And we want to have an interesting conversation of Austria and Kenya, the business relationship and the multiple opportunities we have for both countries. Welcome to the show, Edith.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me today.
You're welcome. So just to know you and your country, you know, Austria is mostly known for the Sound of Music and the Alps and Mozart. Tell us a little bit about Austria that perhaps me and my listeners wouldn't know.
Okay, first and foremost, I start with a fun fact maybe that we oftentimes get confused with Australia. So I'm already very, I try to point out that we are the ones with the Alps and the Mozart and the Sound of Music and not the ones with the kangaroos. other than that, we call it small but beautiful, 9 million people in the heart of Europe. And yeah, we pride ourselves in technology, I would say, in innovations and also in forward thinking. And yeah, so I'm grateful to be a representative of this country to Kenya and also covering the whole of Eastern Africa and the Horn of Africa. So all in all, my office is covering 11 countries in the whole area.
Right.
So I see a lot of potential also for that area and Kenya and Austria to grow together.
Yeah, now that you've talked about your office, could you tell us a bit more about what you do in the 11 countries just to get to know what you do in Kenya?
Yeah. So how we understand ourselves is to be a one-stop shop for business relations between business people from these areas basically, so Austria but also the greater Eastern Africa.
Yes.
So myself and my office consisting of 5 people at the moment. I have today with me also Eric Wainaina Kariuki for our Senior Startup and Innovation Manager, where you see also that we set a strong focus on that area.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, we cover almost all industries. That starts from construction to foodstuff to renewable energy to water supplies. You name it, basically apps, software development and so on. Wherever the technology is involved. And how do we try to foster these relationships? So that was your question, I believe. With any tools available, I would say. So whatever works. At the end of the day, business missions, platforms, exchanges, incomings, missions, and so on.
What is the status of trade between Kenya and Austria? Could you tell us more about that?
So Austria is quite an export nation per capita, I would say. So we are number 7 in the world per capita.
Wow.
Doing quite well for ourselves, but also driven by a very small home market. As I mentioned, we're only 9 million people, so we heavily rely on exports as a nation. And only 2% of all our volume goes to the whole of Africa. And out of that, only a small percentage into East Africa yet. And this is what me and my team are working on to increase those numbers and help Austrian companies to be successful in the market. So our relationships grow and grow, which is very positive. On that side, we had an all-time high in trade volume between Austria and Kenya in 2019.
Yes.
And actually a growth year on year of 40%. Which was quite substantial, mainly driven by Austrian exports, which grew more than 50%, but also Kenyan exports to Austria grew. So this is on the positive side. And then of course COVID hit, yeah. So 2020 was a difficult year for everyone and we also feel it very strongly on the export sides. So for 2020, we only have the figures for the first 3 quarters.
Yes.
But those ones have gone down substantially. So Austrian exports down by more than 60% to Kenya. And Kenyan imports more than 20% to Austria.
Now that you've talked about the statistics on change of trade over time, if you will, could you point out some of the sectors where, you know, Kenya mostly benefits from Austria and how perhaps COVID has impacted those numbers?
So we see potential in almost all areas, also for future growth. And as we pointed out, Austria is quite strong on machinery.
Yes.
Building machinery, construction machinery, and this is where we find the most growth potential also. And also previous successes, basically, because the construction industry in Kenya is growing wide and fast, I would say, within Nairobi, but also outside of Nairobi. Is it railway? Is it roads? Is it high-rises, office buildings? All of those areas need the technology. And this is where Austria is quite strong and can come in as a partner. So we also see it more of, we don't just want to export whatever we have and then say goodbye and turn around and let you go on with it, but it's more about skills development as well and also technology transfer. So for us, it's always important that we do not only sell you a machine, but we sell you the knowledge, how to operate it, how to use it, how to maintain it.
I'm happy that you've talked about knowledge transfer. And earlier I was going through your report, and Austria as a country has made advances, especially in medical devices, with over 900 companies involved in the biotech and the medical field in general. What are some of the infrastructures your office is setting up because Kenya is still in its rudimentary stages in the medical industry, what are some of the infrastructure you have in place to enable the transfer of knowledge, say, to Kenya?
Actually, we have quite something to show already, a very successful implementation of a mother and a child unit in Kenyatta Hospital, which has been upgraded by an Austrian company and also supported with Austrian funds. So when I say funds, that means that we have world-class medical technology, but all of our equipment, machinery and know-how also comes at a price, of course. So we look at markets in a segmented way where we say, okay, if we can, we also support the financing of such facilities. And in that case, we have soft loans, which means that we can give 50% basically as a grant element from the Austrian side. Mm-hmm. Which is a win-win, I think, for both, because it also helps substantially upgrade the technology in the country.
Of course, I work from the Kenyan Wall Street, and it's impossible to have any conversation without talking about investments and, of course, business partnerships. I understand that business relationships is one of the things that Advantage Austria is really keen on. What are some of the initiatives and perhaps anecdotes that you could give of partnerships, either investment or otherwise, between Kenyan and Austrian companies?
Yeah, definitely. So within my role also to market both countries, I feel, and also create awareness for the opportunities that Kenya holds for Austrian investors. So far, we see a lot of room to grow in that area, and I'm very happy to see that some companies are putting more and more focus into investing in Kenya. And we have a very good example in the field of construction, a company called Neuland, yes. Very committed to the Kenyan market, and they started to venture out even before the crisis when we had a business mission in February last year. They got an appetite for the market. So what Neuland does is they have a patent, a global patent on a mobile factory, basically. So a factory that can move around and does precasts for public and private housing, basically. So if you want to build fast and with a high quality commitment, then this would be the way to go. And that company has set up shop in Kenya already. And it makes me also happy and proud to see as a commercial counselor that our companies, once they committed, even though such a global crisis like COVID hits, they still keep to their promises and are still committed to the market.
Recently, we've seen Kenya engage bilaterally a couple of countries. So we have ongoing negotiations for a free trade agreement with the UK, and we have ongoing negotiations still for an agreement with the United States. Should we expect a similar arrangement or agreement with Austria?
I would love to say yes on this one, but then unfortunately that competency has already gone to the EU, basically. So the EU would negotiate on the member states' behalf. Yeah, so we will try our level best with what we have in place within our own export credit agency, for example, the soft loans that I have mentioned, and also providing favorable credit lines for Kenyan customers to Austrian suppliers. So that is what we can do, support the financing side of things, also bilaterally.
That's really awesome. So earlier I was looking at the Advantage Austria website and trying to learn more about what you guys do. Something that really, really stood out for me is your commitment towards sustainable programs in energy and in water. How is your office promoting, you know, such innovations in Kenya? Because we were having a conversation earlier with Wainaina on our other podcast on just the need for clean energy in Kenya and the need for clean tech in Africa in general. So how are you supporting such innovations in those areas?
So some of the global market leaders, especially in the recycling field, come out of Austria. Mm-hmm. So sometimes we suffer a little bit from that. We are not the ones with the consumer goods, but we are the ones with the tech supplies, so to say, and this is all B2B business mostly. So maybe the brands are not very well known in the general public,
yes,
but within the sector, they have a very strong brand and a very good name. So some recycling machinery is already available in the country. Arima, if I may mention the brand as well, and NGR is the other company. And so this is heavily in the plastic recycling, where I see also the future. And I also wanted to congratulate Kenya on that effort that the Kenyan government is making on reducing the amount of plastic waste that we are creating, let's say, in plastic bags and so on. So this is also where Australian companies come in. So whatever we cannot avoid, let's say, as a plastic packaging and so on, should be recycled so that we are going towards a circular economy where we do not unnecessarily pollute that beautiful country that we have been given, so to say, right? So how do we promote that? We have another good example where an Austrian consultancy company carried out a World Bank project for the Kenyan Ministry of Water in the consulting of water management in the country, for example. So these are all projects that are probably not very visible to the general public, but this is where Austrian companies can come in with expertise and, so to say, help to better the water management levels in the country.
This is something that really caught my attention that you mentioned earlier. You mentioned that Austria is a big export country, being number 7 worldwide. But then again, compared to Kenya, your population is quite small. It's a 9 million population compared to over 50 million in Kenya. What are some of the lessons that Kenya can borrow from Austria in trying to grow its export base?
I think Kenya is very gifted when it comes to agriculture, for example. So Kenya is already doing very well in agricultural exports. And as we learn also from the Big Four agenda, it's a strong commitment to upgrade in the value chain. So definitely the manufacturing, going into the processing side. And I feel this is the way to go also in the future. Invest in the skills development of the young generation, basically. Mm-hmm. Upskill everyone, and also what I feel is a big advantage in this country is the high level of education, and to build on that definitely is a good way to also promote exports and the wealth of the country in general.
Mm-hmm. And still on exports, this is something I saw earlier again, quality and surprising ingenious. Mm-hmm. What does that say about Austrian exports in general? And still on the earlier question, what are some of the notes we can borrow regarding, you know, the nature of your products and how to make them more desirable and more marketable globally?
I find it sometimes a bit difficult to say that, okay, what can Kenya learn from Austria? I feel sometimes it's also the fair question to ask, what can Austria learn from Kenya? And I feel there is also very much knowledge and good vibe available, actually. Mm-hmm. that I also try to absorb and maybe also bring back into my own country, so to say. So from that entrepreneurial side, I think Kenya is very well covered. I admire that entrepreneurial spirit that a lot of people have, sometimes also out of necessity, mm-hmm. but still where everyone is thriving, everyone is trying to make whatever from whatever you have, make something better out of it, you know, and add some value and create a business for yourself. So that when you ask, okay, how can we promote our private sector, I feel to build on that, to add a favorable environment that also enables young entrepreneurs and people who have an idea and want to be successful, you know, so build on this one, which is already a big gift that you have, and then also spice it up, so to say, with as much education and skills development that is possibly available. Mm-hmm. And that, for me, would already be a recipe for success.
You know, Edith, you mentioned that in the interview that most Austrian businesses are B2B. What are some of the big names, both in the consumer space and B2B space, that you could mention?
Yeah, I think the leading consumer goods brands that is also available, actually, in Kenya, of course, is Red Bull. So I can proudly say that every can of Red Bull comes out of the factory in Austria. And another one which is really quite well known is Swarovski, also with shops in Kenya. Mm-hmm. And then other than that, Austria is quite big, as I said, in specialized equipment, in machinery. So where you not at first glance would even know that this product comes out of Austria. But then this is also why we have developed our marketing strategy, in the sense that the claim is surprisingly ingenious. Meaning you don't see it at the first instance, but then if you look into it and do a little research, then you see, this one, high-tech product, comes out of Austria.
Let's talk about startups a little bit. Right in front of me is a book on, 100 startups made in Austria. And Eric earlier was telling me about, Randstatic. Kenya, of course, is one of the growing startups destination in Africa. And speaking of what can Kenya sort of offer to Austria and the world, I would ask, how is Advantage Austria supporting, local startups which are looking for markets in Austria and investments from some of the investors in your country to exchange value?
Mm-hmm. So Eric is very strong on this, our senior startup and innovation manager, and that is also a strong commitment of this office, why we have added one, this position actually, because we see so much potential between the two countries, especially in that field. What do? We organize business missions. We had a very successful one in October, which had to be carried out virtually, and it was a very positive experience on our side. First of all, we were a bit disappointed because it was not an actual event because of the COVID situation, but then it turned out for us that people are so tech savvy and the conditions are really there that we can even link up people if they can't see each other face to face, but still create a lot of value in that conversation that they had about that technology that both sides are offering. And it's really not only that the Austrian companies are offering technology and we try to find a market for them, it's more a partnership scenario where you need to find the right connection for your own technology. Mm-hmm. And we see a lot of potential, especially in the e-payment field, where Kenya is really, really leading. We're working on bringing speakers from Kenya and Rwanda to a leading event in Austria, which is called the e-payment festival. And so learn and foster that exchange between experts from both sides, basically. And how do we support also the local business? So I feel that mentorship programs really help. There is a lot of programs already available in Kenya, and we also try and link. So first of all, partner Austrian startups with Kenyan startups where we see a match, and then also expose them to venture capital funds, so that they get the necessary funding to get basically the feet off the ground and fly.
Mm, that's really, really nice. I'm personally curious about just getting to understand more on the activity of Austrian companies, especially in Kenya, specifically in Neuland. I find the construction space, of course, it's booming and there's quite a lot to learn from your mobile industry. Thank you so much for joining us, Edith. And I will be keen to talk to you and just look deeper into Austrian companies in Kenya.
Thank you so much. It was a great pleasure. Thank you.